The show dedicated to rebuilding Washington, D.C.'s metropolitan housing and credit markets with the timely, trusted advice you need to make the right decisions. This is the Todd Laborowicz Show.
Good afternoon, as your friend and host, Todd Laborowicz. I'm privileged to share every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. with you on the Todd Laborowicz Show here on Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. The Todd Laborowicz Show is real-time real estate radio with a network of local real estate professionals dedicated to providing you the inside scoop through educating you, empowering you, and inspiring you to achieve financial independence. You can always reach me with your personal questions by jumping online and visiting dcrealestateradio.com. That's dcrealestateradio.com. Or you can call me off air at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. And yes, I'm a state and federally licensed mortgage planner, NMLS number 131497. And we got a great show for you today. We got Lily Mavrelis. She's with the Pulte Group. We're going to be talking about new homes. We also have Dave Clemens. He's with ITG. We're going to talk about all the electronics and the wiring and the cool stuff.
Oh, boy.
Get into
oh
the
boy,
home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then we have Amy Richardson. She is with the Insurance Exchange, and we're going to go over a lot of hot topics, which she's a great, great agent.
Wasn't that a clothing store, Hot Topics? Like, you'd see that in the mall or something, right?
You still shop there, Craig. Come
don't
on.
Tell anybody. Don't tell him.
Don't.
Well, the secret's out. In the studio with me now is Craig Gildner. He's with Metro Voice Media. Also, we have Amy Richardson.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
The Insurance Exchange. He's one of our new expert contributors. And we're so lucky to have you because the best way to get a deal is to shop around, and not a lot of people shop around, so you do the shopping for them.
That's exactly right.
And we're going to get into your story later, but for now, we got a great show. We're tying it in from new homes to building communities to the stuff that you can have in the house as far as like TVs, internet, to a telephone wire. I know it sounds basic, but it's a really cool topic. I mean, what stuff would you like to have in your house?
Where to begin, boy? Well, you know, as I have to bring up, my home is a half century old, so none of that stuff really applies. Everything has been added after the fact. You know, the telephone wiring is from 1957. There's like two lines, and they're really rickety. And then we've got...
Do you have air conditioning?
Yeah, we got air conditioning.
Do you have a rotary phone? Yeah. Do you have a rotary?
Actually, well, because I'm kind of retro man, I've got a 1950 Bell Western Electric W2 rotary phone, the big black thing that you would see in those movies, you know, like on the detective's desk, and it would ring really loud. Yeah,
I got radiation one of those. From that, right?
No,
of course.
Anyway, so the phone lines are pretty old, and everything new, like the FiOS, the HD, and the computer, it's all been run in. You know, it's all. If I had my druthers, yes, I would have that all built in. I'd have a network. I'd have sound in. I'd have sound in every room. When we bought the house, I insisted that we have backyard speakers, and I got those Bose speakers that you put in the ground that kind of look like the when you go to Walt Disney World, right? You know, and you're walking through, it's a small world, you know, and then you go over to Fantasyland, and the music changes, and you're not even noticing that. It's like because they've got these speakers buried in the ground, and they're very unobtrusive. They hide behind the azalea bushes and whatever. And it's like, wow, I want that in my backyard. So I got myself a pair of these Bose speakers. So I'd want to have those in the backyard. I'd want to have speakers in the kids' room. I'd want to have them in the laundry room. I want to have them in the garage when I'm working on a car. So yeah.
Laundry room.
What's interesting is the excitement that you can see or hear from him.
Oh, yeah.
Smart houses are a big thing, man.
I know. You got to take a tour. You might be moving soon. You got to get out of the 50s, man. We got to get you into the new world.
Oh, boy, yeah.
That's a dumb home.
Yes, it is. Well, it's just old school, you know, and, well, you know.
Retro school.
How much more money, you know, that's the thing is, well, $500,000 later if I, you know. But we have been talking about that. So definitely if we do consider a new home, that's going to be front and center.
Well, you're going to like what they have to say because they really put some thought into this. I mean, last week we were talking about that architect.
Oh, Frank Lloyd Wright, yes.
It's almost like they're their own generation of that guy.
Yeah, cool.
I still have to Google him. I still have no idea what you guys were talking about last week.
famous architect.
I get that.
From the 20th century. Yes. Yeah. Born actually,
you know him too.
Yeah, I do.
Born in the 19th century, died in 1959. If you ever go to the Guggenheim Museum in New York, he designed that big round circular thing. Yeah,
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yes, yeah, yep.
Okay, so let's talk about Hot Topics, not the one at the mall.
Okay. So when you're talking about electronics too, you know, we got off on audio, but there's also the security aspect too. You know, and a friend of mine at work has got his cell phone hooked up to these various cameras that are these little tiny cameras that he mounted on the wall. So at any point in the day, he can check what's going on in his home. And there's also a two-way audio system as well. So if, like, you know, if somebody's visiting, you know, he can talk to them from work through that system. Or if his kid's doing something, he's like, hey, Richard, put that down. You know, where did that come from? So
can you do that in your home?
No. No. 1957, baby. No.
I know. I just wanted to point it out to you.
But you know what, though? If you have something like that, that actually saves you money. You might have to spend a little to get it, but then you get money off of your homeowner's insurance because insurance likes that you have all these added bonuses to protect you. And that's what insurance is about, is protecting you. So if you have security on your home, you get money right off of your
really?
Insurance
but,
right away.
But how much technology is too much technology? Don't you just want to get a dog and have someone bark at the door and have that mystery?
But Todd, what if that dog bites someone? Lawsuit.
Get a Yorkie. Yeah.
Yorkies don't bite?
Hey, I got one. It's great. He just licks.
Well, you have a special dog, Todd.
I know. He's special. I love him. His name is Rudy.
My cat Scratch. So, yeah. My cat Scratch really bad, too.
See, you're protected. You got the 1950s cat protection.
There's no discount for that. There's no discount. I'm sorry. That just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But if you want, we can maybe start some legislation to get a discount for that.
Now the show's going in the wrong direction. We're supposed to be tackling like big issues of what's going on and getting the housing market and going forward.
The crucial issues facing the homeowners today.
But let's get into that, talking about moving forward.
Okay.
Because the new constructions out there, people are building these houses. They're differently constructed because they're putting thought into it. It's not the washer and dryer in the basement or it's, I mean, Lily's going to go into this a little bit further, but they're putting thought into it. So when you buy a house, you're actually buying a lifestyle. And you're also buying into a community.
Right.
And that's what people are slacking. Where I am right now, I can't get anyone to get the newspaper for me if I go out of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. I mean, you know, and the thing is, with each decade, the American family changes in certain ways. I think now, getting back to the whole concept of 1957 versus 2017, we've got 3 years to go for that. But anyway, much different. I mean, sure, you know, you have kids and you have a dog and a house, but the way you do things, the way the kids do homework now is different than the way they did it in 1957. You know, there's computers. There's things that my kids do something called STMath. So they have to log in to a computer program, an internet computer program. And, you know, of course, that makes noise and they need to have the noise going on. But if they're doing that in the kitchen while dad's cooking, that's a distraction. It would be nice to have some other place for the kids to go and do homework. You know, and so, and like you say, too, the ergonomics of houses have changed or need to change.
And it's really the good home builders and all the good companies out there, they're keeping up with the time because that's what we need. You know, we need things that give us more time with our families, that keep us safe, that protect us. Those are the types of products we need from companies.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Greg Gildner with Metro Voice Media, Amy Richardson with the Insurance Exchange. I'm your host, Todd Labora, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Let's continue talking about this. What would you rather have, a new home, or would you rather have a fixer-upper?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say new home. I want a smart house. You know, I want a home that has all the features, all the bells and whistles, and they're thinking of stuff that I'm not even thinking of. So if I go to buy a home, I would like to buy a new home.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Craig?
Well, I think for me, the fixer-upper would have to be a complete basket case. Nothing but the walls and such would remain. Everything, because living in a home, I mean, when we bought our home, it was in really good shape for its age, and it had been well maintained. There were a few modifications, a new kitchen put in 1994, an au pair suite put in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, downstairs. But unfortunately, to mod that again for today's modern lifestyle would take a lot more money, and you know, we'd have to retrofit a lot as well too. I mean, they decided to put in a California closet by removing a third bedroom upstairs. So we have this crazy L-shaped closet that we kind of have to sashay side and do the do-si-do to get our, you know. And that was just poor design. It was trying to retrofit something in a space that was really designed for only one thing. So I think for me, I would rather have something completely gutted and rearranged and modded so that it does fit modern functionality or a new home.
So but, you're like a rehab addict. You like that rehab addict kind of.
Well, I like old stuff.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you watch the show?
Do I watch the show?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that? No, I don't.
I love that show.
I don't. We watch nothing but kid shows at my house.
Ah. You know, my kid actually watches Rehab Addict.
Really?
Yeah, he likes it. He wants me to record it.
Uh-huh. So do you think he's going to be into that whole thing?
You know what? I think so. I think he's going to be like an engineer or something. Really into rebuilding and tearing down. And even the home shows he likes. He's five, and he likes this stuff.
Wow.
I think he really likes seeing the houses be built and to see all these new features put in. I think it's really cool.
You know, it's interesting. They say, remember we had the TVs back in the day before cable? And then you put a little cable-ready thing on the back so you could have cable in that TV, and then the TVs came out cable ready.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like my generation, I'm 42, has the cable ready TV. But these kids that are coming into the world and going into a brand new house, can you imagine the tie to that technology that they have that we didn't have growing up?
Oh, it's going to be strange not to have a speaker in your room and just use your iPhone to put on your playlist. If you don't have that, in 20 years, it's going to be outdated.
There was a family in my neighborhood back in the 70s, and their house was built, I think, late 50s, early 60s. But they had an intercom system, a Newtone intercom system, and it was hi-fi. The main unit was downstairs, and they could go anywhere in the house. And I was just blown away. I'm like, Dad, why don't we have the intercom system? And sure enough, when we built our house in 82, we put one of those in. But that was the whiz-bang, neato-kino, being able to yell at your sister in the living room from your bedroom.
You know what? We actually bought one from the store and installed it. So we had the wires running all over the house. My dad insisted. He had to have one of those intercom systems like everyone else, but we weren't moving to a new house.
We actually had a laundry chute, and I remember sticking my head in the laundry chute and going, Mitch, Scott, the telephone! That's how we did it.
Yeah.
All the way down to the basement from the top floor.
Our 1957 beauty has a laundry chute, too. I never thought about that. So
we were ahead of the curve.
Have to use that. Repurpose.
Well, nowadays, everything's so much easier. I mean, you have vacuums built in, you know, laundry right outside the kitchen. I mean, it's real easy that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is a chance to follow the show. Just go to our website, DCRealEstateRadio.com. That's DCRealEstateRadio.com, and sign up to connect with us and get our weekly newsletter. Coming up next, we got Lily Mavrelis. She's the general sales manager with Pulte Group, which is Pulte Homes, and she works for the Mid-Atlantic region. And we're going to talk about new homes.
Clothesline Settlements provides residential and commercial title escrow and settlement services nationwide. Our attorneys and staff have decades of real estate experience to ensure your transactions are handled efficiently. Your closing will always be prompt and professional, and our experienced closing team can come to your home or office for convenience. Visit clothesline.com to learn more and gain access to our online closing cost calculator so you have no surprises at the settlement table. That's CLOSELINE.com.
Large expenses resulting from loss and injury could have a negative impact on your most valuable assets. I'm Amy Richardson, a broker with the Insurance Exchange. Today, regulations are changing and coverages you thought you might have had could no longer be in place. I've worked with many families and individuals on designing an insurance package that fits in their budget and needs. Let us provide you with a competitive and comprehensive analysis of your personal insurance. Call 301-279-5500 today. That's 301-279-5500.
You don't go through life with a paralyzing fear every time you have a financial transaction. So why is applying for a mortgage so scary? At Topaz Mortgage with Todd LeBorwit, it is about educating and empowering you to get from point A to point B. Todd provides you with his exact closing cost, best interest rate, then invites you to shop around. Plus, if you call with questions, Todd picks up with the answers. Learn more at whytopaz.com. They are industry experts that care. Topaz Mortgage, NMLS 131548, licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC 5344, Washington, D.C., MLB 131548, Maryland 18330, Todd LeBorwit at NMLS 131497.
This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorwit Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwit, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for mortgage brokering. Well, you're in for a special treat today because in the studio with us now is Lily Mavrelis. She's the General Sales Manager for Pulte Homes, and also aka the Pulte Group, and you cover the whole entire Mid-Atlantic market.
Yes.
That's a pretty big territory.
It is.
And what area does that really cover?
Yeah, so we just are in the process of reopening our East Shore community, Glen Riddle, which is in Berlin, Maryland.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Heading to the beach.
Headed to the beach. Why not purchase a home?
Right. I love those signs where it says, if you lived here, you'd be home.
Yes.
I love that sign.
I know. It's a good one for sure.
But what other communities are you in?
Yes. So we're in a closeout currently in Arts District in Hyattsville, Maryland.
Okay.
We have Crown, which is a community in Gaithersburg, Maryland. We're in closeout mode for Quince Trace, which is a community in North Potomac. And then communities in Northern Virginia. So down in Stafford County, we're actually in a closeout mode for a community where we've got all waterfront views. We've got a Del Webb community down there as well, targeting our 55 and better audience with a lifestyle unlike any other. So it's quite a lot.
Let's touch base on that. You talked about Del Webb. Who's the clientele for that?
Yes. So Del Webb is going to be 55 years and better. So those looking for more of a retirement community, but sometimes there's a stigma that you have that it's, you know, a retirement community, which it's not. It's active adult. So it's a community where we have a lodge where you've got over 150 clubs. So it's a place where you've got a lot to do, clearly, and you're with other like-minded individuals who have the time to enjoy all those same types of interests.
It's kind of like you're joining a community.
Absolutely.
So you have a life.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And we're also here because you're doing something in Laurel.
Yes. So we're very excited to be in Laurel. It'll be our first time there. So we're kind of excited to join that part of Maryland. And obviously being between D.C. and Baltimore, it's an exceptional location, great schools. So we're excited to be there. And we'll be grand opening that community in March.
Wonderful. Yes. How do you know when you pick an area?
Yes, a lot goes into it.
Don't find land and be like, oh, let's go here. Yeah.
It looks good. Let's go for it, right? Yes. So we've got a lot of folks behind the scenes that do a lot of homework, feesies, a lot of different studies to make sure that it's a good place to be. And if it checks all the boxes, we move forward.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
But it seems like you guys are building houses and properties that are putting together communities. You're not just building houses, you're putting together a community.
Yes.
And like within that community that you're building in Laurel, like what some features that you have there?
Yes. So I would say, you know, the big thing is even down to the floor plan. Pulte does a lot of what we consider life-tested homes. So they're very, very new, kind of fresh approach to how the home is designed. It's a 12-step process. We have homeowners who actually go through a mock floor plan and help us determine how to design it. So every nook and cranny of these homes has been essentially life tested for those that will live in the home. So we're excited to be showing some new floor plan designs that we have yet to feature in any of our communities in this market.
Wonderful.
Explain
the life tested a little bit more, because I'm thinking like Consumer Reports, and it's kind of like when the car crash test Right. Dummies, like, how do you life test a house?
Yes. So it goes back to how you live in your home.
Okay.
So it's making sure that the home lives how the homeowners would. Does that make sense?
You're right. You're thinking it out because, like, you don't want to run to the basement to do the laundry.
Yes. Exactly.
Growing up, I'm the one that had to run down and check on the laundry or put it in the dryer. Like, nobody wanted to do it.
Yes. So that's a great example. Another example is a Pulte Planning Center is something that we've incorporated into our home. So it's almost a place where parents can have their children kind of drop their bags, do their homework. So it's kind of like an area that they can off of the kitchen or off the main area for doing homework or whatever the case may be, like a little offshoot office, but it's those types of things. So designing the home around we live today, right? Because we kind of live in our homes different today than we did in the past. So they're very innovative in terms of the designs, lots of storage, large walk-in pantries in the right spaces, maybe not formal dining rooms if they're not so much of an important thing for that targeted consumer and so on.
And what about the location? I mean, are you close to the ICC? Or are you right there by 95?
Yes, absolutely. Like, so quick on and off access from the major expressways, shopping, obviously parks, and absolutely a lot of dining and convenience. You know, I would say that it's really the way of the future, too, with communities is homeowners are looking for, to your point, a place where they can not only live, but that's easily accessible to their amenities or conveniences. So we certainly are targeting communities and areas that provide that to our residents.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just the only problem I see with it is you're so in between Baltimore and Washington, you don't know if you're an Orioles fan or a Nats fan.
I know. It's a $1 million question.
Right.
It's right.
Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Lily Mavrelis. She's with Pulte Homes, a.k.a. Pulte Group. She's the General Sales Manager. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Lily, what I like to do is get into some topics of discussion because our listeners, we want to make sure that they're getting what's in their best interest. And that's what our show is all about with everyone that's coming on. And with Pulte Group, you guys have, when someone's buying a property, you have your own mortgage folks, the title company, the insurance. And what I always tell people is make sure you can shop around and get comparisons. So a lot of times when a builder is giving their interest rates and they're giving their products and I do a comparison analysis, we can't really be competitive with it, which is okay because in all fairness, the builder's system is beating what we can do. In not all cases is that the case, but the thing is, with our listeners, how does it work with when someone's buying a home from you? Like they get benefits or how does that work in your world?
Yes. So it's a great question. And to your point, the idea is it's kind of a one-stop shop so that we can help kind of manage the process from the time that they purchase a home all the way to the time that they close on that home. And so to your point, that requires different folks, right? You need your loan, you need your insurance, you need your title company. So we offer those. But to your point, we absolutely encourage our buyers to do their best and do their due diligence to shop around and make sure that they are truly getting the best deal. So the best way to do that is, to your point, is to always have a comparable. So to shop it with another lender, talk with another title company or insurance provider to make sure that it aligns best for the consumer and it's obviously within their buyer's best interest.
Perfect. And what I like to add to that is when you do shop around, don't go off someone's verbal information. Don't let them trash talk the other person, say, I can do so much better. That's not what we're talking about shopping around. It's getting the exact closing cost, their best interest rate, the benefits that they're able to do, whether you throw in the upgrades or there's discounted or so forth, and then have the other person be able to see what they can do and have it in writing. Have the exact closing cost. If you're selecting title companies, look at the closing cost. Don't go off verbal. Have everything in writing. Ask your questions. Go back and forth. Because, one, you're either going to find out you're getting a fair deal and you're going to move forward knowing that you're being taken care of, or you're going to kind of be rubbed the wrong way. But from my experience, you usually don't get rubbed the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do give a good deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to your point, we want to make sure that they feel good about it. And the only way to do that, to your point, is to have it in writing, make sure it's a fair apples to apples comparison so you can look at them side by side. And to your point, make sure that it's easy for the buyer to determine which way makes most sense for them to go.
Now, Lily, question for you. You've been with Pulte Homes for a while.
Yes. Almost 10 years. 10 years in May.
Wow.
Almost a decade. It sounds like a long time, doesn't
and where,
it?
And you were not always from this area. You were working in a different territory.
Yes. I started out in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
I was, yeah, born and raised.
The Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes. That's right. The Great Up North. And then for a couple years, and then I moved to Arizona.
Oh, nice.
The west part of the country, where I spent 5 years working at a Sun City community. So I spent a lot of time with our Del Webb brand, and then have been here now for roughly 3 years. So, yes.
Wonderful. And now you got promoted recently.
Yes.
And you're running the whole entire Mid-Atlantic market.
Yes. I share it with one other.
Okay. So there's one other.
Yes.
We won't say their name, but
yeah,
it's all Lily.
Yes. But we keep ourselves very busy, and a lot of homeowners very happy. So.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Well, anything you got for our listeners as far as like special tours or?
Yes. We highly value those exceptional real estate agents out there, and certainly welcome you to our doors. Thank you for bringing us such qualified traffic or prospects, and I would be more than happy to put you in touch with someone who can give you a tour of any community that you may have some prospects interested in.
So you can give that VIP treatment instead of them calling up and say, hey, I want to see this property. You got the general sales manager, one of the two, calling up and saying, hey, I got a special agent coming by and I need you to take care of them.
We will roll out the red carpet.
That's great. So if you're what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, the opportunity to get in touch with Lily Mavrelis, the one of two general sales managers for Pulte Homes, just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. And anyone out there looking for a new home, check out Pulte Homes. Thank you so much for being here, Lily.
Thank you, Todd, for the opportunity. It's been great.
Hopefully we'll see you again. And coming up next, what's a house without the electrical wires everywhere? We got the guy that's going to explain the basics that they put into a new construction home, as well as the upgrades you can get, coming up next.
You don't go through life with a paralyzing fear every time you have a financial transaction. So why is applying for a mortgage so scary? At Topaz Mortgage with Todd LeBorwit, it is about educating and empowering you to get from point A to point B. Todd provides you with his exact closing cost, best interest rate, then invites you to shop around. Plus, if you call with questions, Todd picks up with the answers. Learn more at whytopaz.com. They are industry experts that care. Topaz Mortgage, NMLS 131548, licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC 5344, Washington, D.C., MLB 131548, Maryland 18330, Todd LeBorwit, NMLS 131497.
Clothesline Settlements provides residential and commercial title escrow and settlement services nationwide. Our attorneys and staff have decades of real estate experience to ensure your transactions are handled efficiently. Your closing will always be prompt and professional, and our experienced closing team can come to your home or office for convenience. Visit clothesline.com. To learn more and gain access to our online closing cost calculator so you have no surprises at the settlement table. That's CLOSELINE.com.
Sell your home or land fast with Snow Goose Homes. We can close your deal and get you cash in your bank account in as little as 5 business days. No appraisal, home inspection, or real estate commission. You don't even have to clean. It's the easiest way to sell real estate. Get a cash offer today. We're in the business of taking your home off your hands and replacing it with cash. Go to snowgoosehomes.com to schedule your free market analysis or call 888-680-6881. That's 888-680-6881. Sell your real estate fast with Snow Goose Homes, LLC.
This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorwit Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwit, and this segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for all your closing needs. Well, in the studio with us now is the one and only Dave Clemens. He's with ITG, and this is an interesting topic because I'm like an electronic computer geek myself. I don't know if you are. I mean, you got to be if you're in the industry.
Absolutely.
So your job was kind of boring maybe 20 years ago because all you did was you went into a new house and wired it for like electricity and telephones.
Exactly. Phone, cable, and that was about it before computers existed.
And then we get into this world of UPS cords and smart TVs and iPads and everything else and all this technology. You got to have the coolest technology job out there.
Yes, we do. And it's constantly evolving. So you really have to stay on top of everything that's available.
So you go to those like cool places where it's all like, I guess it's in Vegas.
We go to Las Vegas for an electronics show, and there's also a show called CEDIA, which is for it stands for the Custom Electronic Design and Installation Association, and that really hones in on what we do.
That's amazing. Ever since I got married, I haven't been able to get a new electronic.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One day, though. It's all about being like a newlywed couple and having a baby, I guess.
Yes. Yes. It'll come right along, I'm sure.
I'll have that iPhone 6 one day.
Yeah.
But anyway, tease me with all the new technology that's out there. Like, what are the basics that go into a house when you build it? Like, you go in, what's just the bare basics you know you're getting?
The bare basics would be a structured wiring system.
It's, what is that?
Phone and cable wiring within your house, all pulled to a central distribution box.
But who still has a phone? Is that an option, or is that still a permanent thing?
Some people still have a phone. They just want that extra sense of security in case their cell phone did not work.
Okay, so you got cable wires throughout the house, and you also have the telephone wire.
Correct.
What about the internet?
Yes, networking has become huge. Yes, we live in a wireless world, but if you're building a new home, it's really best to put the network wiring in. It's going to give you the best performance. The new smart TVs, they all have network connections if you stream movies.
Now, before I got married, I have a smart TV. It's hardwired. It's always guaranteed to have Netflix, Hulu,
Facebook?
Amazon. Okay. That Amazon thing. And I don't even need cable anymore. Mm-hmm. But the bedroom is wireless, and it doesn't work for the life of me. You're 5 minutes into a move, and it locks.
Yes, yes. That's the importance of putting a network wire in, because sometimes the wireless systems can cause buffering.
Okay. Now, is that an option, or is that an upgrade, or is that a basic?
That is an upgrade.
It is an upgrade.
Yes.
I would highly recommend that, by the way.
Yes, yes. It's one of our most popular upgrades now.
And what are some other upgrades you have?
We do security systems.
Tell me more about that, because that technology took off.
Yes. What's interesting is security is really tied heavily into home automation now. So through your security system, it acts as a gateway to control your lights, to have remote locks, to do your thermostats. You can open and shut your garage door. It's endless what you can do with that.
Does it also have where kids come home from school and their parents have to work, and when they walk in, it can kind of like send them like a text message?
Well, it's even better than a text message. We use a product called an image sensor, which will actually send a picture as soon as the door opens, so you get an actual picture.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
And you can see if they came home alone or with somebody else.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes. Does it have night vision if the kid's trying to sneak in a boyfriend or girlfriend?
It does.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Kids are so in trouble this year. So much for the ladder outside the window.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to have my daughter's going to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Safer world for the parents, huh?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. So tell me some more upgrades.
We do a lot of surveillance systems now. That was mainly a commercial thing, but it's really moved into the home market now. People are concerned about the security outside of their home and sometimes inside their homes.
Now, let's talk about that surveillance, because I thought that was cool. I was in Indiana for the Christmas holiday at my wife's father's house, and he's got a new built house. And I was in the basement watching a movie, and I couldn't tell if my wife or anybody was home. So it's either run all the way upstairs, or I hit a button on the TV, and it shows me the driveway, and I could see her car was still there, so I knew she was still home.
Yes.
I mean, that was pretty cool technology.
That's very cool. And we have systems where you can go right to your iPhone, your iPad, and you can see the same thing in real time.
That's so awesome. What else you got?
Well, we do central vacuum systems as well. That's where you have the motor or canister is located in the garage and a series of inlets or ports throughout the house. The great advantage to it is if you have allergy problems, it's exhausting out of the house, not into the air you breathe.
Wonderful. You got anything that mows the lawn?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
You don't see that at the show at all?
Well, we see lots of crazy things at the show, but I haven't seen that yet.
Well, I don't want to get off topic, even though off air I love to hear about all the crazy stuff that's seen at the show. What's your favorite thing? Like, what's like the hot products that people get? What are the products that are overpriced that you see people kind of not getting, but they kind of wish they could get?
Well, I wouldn't really say they're overpriced, but our hot thing now is distributed audio. That's having speakers throughout your home. And these systems are now designed to where you can stream directly from your iPad or iPhone or tablet or Droid right to the system. So
Wow.
We're living in a world now where your phone has become your remote control.
Right. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Dave Clemens. He's the Vice President of ITG. I'm your host, Todd DeBorwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Dave, let's get into some of the questions here. Someone goes in, they buy a house. They hit all the marks that they want. I want this, I want this, and I want this. 3 weeks goes by, contract is done, and they come to you and say, I've been thinking about it, I really want to put this in the house. How does it work? Do they contact you? They do addendum to the contract? Do you actually have a meeting with the person buying the house and go over all the things that they can have?
Yes. Yes. The whole process is very simple. We work hand-in-hand with Pulte Homes. We even work out of their design center. So when one of their buyers buys a new home, we have an appointment with them to go over there and design an electronic system that will fit their needs.
And what's it like seeing a husband and wife sitting down or a couple sitting down and do fights break out?
It's very interesting. Sometimes the wife might want, you know, the hardwood or this, and the husband wants more of the electronic systems. And it's a little bit of give and take sometimes.
Oh, my God. I thought the wedding was tough. And so you have this meeting, and they get together, and mm-hmm. they pick everything out. And can they change it at any time, or is it like once the walls are up, they can't change it?
Once the home has started construction, pretty much no changes are allowed at that point. Sometimes, you know, we'll make some exceptions.
Now, what happens if they want to hire their own party to come in, or is that allowed?
Typically, with most home builders, no, it's not allowed. You have to – they have a partner that has insurance to work in their house. And
okay. So basically, to be a preferred partner through them, they have their insurance, and they got to make sure that anyone that enters the property is covered under their insurance, and a third party is not covered under their insurance.
Correct. And that they're going to also be able to keep up with the work and do a quality job.
All right, Dave, let's get into the fun stuff. Do you get all your friends like good deals on TVs and stuff?
Yes, I absolutely guide them the right way when I can.
But do you like the LG? Do you like the Sony? Do you like the Samsung? Like, what's the best TV out there from your perspective?
I like LG and I like Samsung.
I'm a Samsung fan.
Mm-hmm.
Why LG? A lot of people in your industry like LG. Yeah. Are they giving kickbacks, or do you really like it?
No, it's just a very quality product. Sometimes the LG hits a little bit of a better price point. Little better value.
Now, LG stands for life is good.
Life's good.
Life's good. Was there a prior name to it?
Yes, it was actually called Lucky Gold Star.
Lucky Gold Star.
Or if you remember Gold Star Electronics from years
ago.
And it became LG.
Now, Dave, tell me something that I need to know.
Well, one of the most unique systems we carry is by Bose. It's a product called Bose Built Invisible. It can only be installed when the home is being built. What makes it unique is the subwoofer is generally installed in the ceiling, and the base the base comes out of what looks like a 4x10 air register, and the speakers, instead of being the typical Bose cube that you would see, are flush mount in the wall, and they're 2 inches by 4 inches tall.
And Bose is a great product.
Bose is a fantastic product.
Well, I don't mean to get off topic, but I have a hard time because, you know, those headphones, the Bose headphones versus the Beats headphones?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Bose is a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But these kids think the Beats are better.
Right.
I mean, come on. As an expert, what's better, Bose or the Beats?
They're both quality products. They really are.
Come on. The Beats get scratched. The sound quality is different.
Yeah, they are different. I am a strong believer in Bose. Have you ever had their noise-canceling headphones?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yes.
They get stolen, I buy another pair.
Yes, they have some new ones out now.
I call it grandfather claws.
They have the new do you have the new in-ear ones yet?
Well, I have the other one from the gym.
Okay.
But they're pre-marriage.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, they have some new ones that just came out that are just fantastic.
Yeah, don't tease me. All right. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is a chance to get in touch with Dave if you want to talk about electronics for your current house, or if you're with Pulte Homes and you want to get in touch with them to find more about your system. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. Now, Dave, how'd you get into this industry?
When I got out of college, I actually had a friend that owned a stereo store. And I went into there one day, and he asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I'm actually looking for a job now. And I started in there, and I eventually became part owner of the store and then sold the store. That was about the time when all the Best Buys and all of the big box stores were coming along.
Wonderful. Well, Dave, thank you so much for being here. I learned a lot with you. Thanks for the tease. And coming up next, we got Amy Richardson. She's with the Insurance Exchange. Now, with your home, there's all these places you can go to get insurance, and she actually can shop it around for you and get you the best deal. And it's the hot topic that everyone's talking about coming up next.
Sell your home or land fast with Snow Goose Homes. We can close your deal and get you cash in your bank account in as little as 5 business days. No appraisal, home inspection, or real estate commission. You don't even have to clean. It's the easiest way to sell real estate. Get a cash offer today. We're in the business of taking your home off your hands and replacing it with cash. Go to snowgoosehomes.com to schedule your free market analysis or call 888-680-6881. That's 888-680-6881. Sell your real estate fast with Snow Goose Homes, LLC.
You don't go through life with a paralyzing fear every time you have a financial transaction. So why is applying for a mortgage so scary? At Topaz Mortgage with Todd LeBorwit, it is about educating and empowering you to get from point A to point B. Todd provides you with his exact closing cost, best interest rate, then invites you to shop around. Plus, if you call with questions, Todd picks up with the answers. Learn more at whytopaz.com. They are industry experts that care. Topaz Mortgage, NMLS 131548. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC 5344. Washington, D.C., MLB 131548. Maryland, 18330. Todd LeBorwit, NMLS 131497.
Clothesline Settlements provides residential and commercial title escrow and settlement services nationwide. Our attorneys and staff have decades of real estate experience to ensure your transactions are handled efficiently. Your closing will always be prompt and professional, and our experienced closing team can come to your home or office for convenience. Visit clothesline.com to learn more and gain access to our online closing cost calculator so you have no surprises at the settlement table. That's clothesline.com.
This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorwit Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwit, and this segment is brought to you by KO Creative, our preferred partner for graphic design. Well, you're in for a special treat today. We have the one and only Amy Richardson. She's with the Insurance Exchange, and also she's a new expert contributor with our show.
Hi, Todd.
Welcome. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So I've been in the business for a long time, since 1997, and the way to get the best deal is to be able to shop around. Not a lot of people shop around, so they come to the one-stop shop place of someone that will shop around for them, and that's what you guys do, is you shop around and look for the competitive rate, and when there's a renewal, you shop again.
Absolutely.
Because not a lot of people shop.
No, and you don't want to have to form new relationships every time you shop.
That's true.
People are fearful of making changes, and it's a lot of work. So if we make it easy, we actually have special software just for that.
Well, today's technology and world, you can. But tell me about your background. How did you get into the insurance business?
It's actually funny because I haven't been in insurance for many, many years, but I was actually in a really bad car accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was hit head on by someone. And at the time, I didn't know a lot about insurance, and I had actually waived some really important features that led to me having a really difficult time to get medical treatment.
Now, how do you waive it? Is it kind of like they called you up and said, oh, we'll take care of you and we're nice to you? Is it the other insurance company that was liable, like kind of saying, sign here?
Well, you know, when things happen, regardless of who's at fault, there's actually an investigation that has to happen. And until the outcome comes about, you have to use your own insurance, your personal injury protection, if you want to go to the hospital, go to the doctors, if you need any kind of care.
Did your agent coach you?
You know, I didn't have the best agent. And so that's why I didn't realize the decisions I was making at the time. So when that happened, I had a really new sense of interest in insurance. And it was after that that I decided to actually go into the insurance industry and help people not make the mistake I made.
Talk about having passion.
Definitely.
So you get into the insurance business. Where do you start?
You know, I started with what's known as a captive agent. They're your major organizations. You see all the commercials. They have really well-known lines of insurance. You know, they're your neighbors, like that. So I started there. But after a little while, I realized that I didn't have as many options to offer my clients. I was kind of tied when there were changes that came about. So I really wanted to do something that was a little more advantageous for customers, for clients.
I mean, you live the experience of what is most insurance holders' biggest fear.
Absolutely. It was very scary.
And no one can experience or empathize that.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, until you've gone through something, you really don't, you're not as able to offer to the client what their best options might be.
And that's one of the things that I love about you. You're so passionate about what you do. It's not like you got into this industry and said, hey, I got to pick a job and take care of my family. You said, hey, this thing happened to me, and I got to make sure it doesn't happen to somebody else.
Exactly.
And it shows.
Thank you.
I know a lot of insurance people.
Well, you know, that's the thing, because if you get a bad one, it can make a big difference in your life. You can literally jeopardize everything you've worked many years for. If you don't have the right coverage and something unexpected happens, you know, you could lose your house, you could lose your assets. Even in the state of Maryland alone, you can be penalized 15% of your paycheck every time you get paid.
Wow.
If a judgment is found against you.
Well, let's talk about that, the right coverage. Let's go. What is the right coverage?
Well, it's definitely not going to be the state required minimums. And, you know, that's the least expensive across the board. So that's what.
What are they currently for 30, Maryland, Virginia, and D.C.?
30, 60 in Maryland, 5,100 in the district.
Now, what do those numbers mean?
The first number is a per person. So if you're involved in an accident, the most the person can be paid is that first number. The second number is per accident. And so that's a total. So if there's five people in a car and all of them are badly hurt and that second number is exhausted, well, they're going to come after your assets to rectify the difference.
But in this area, the average salary is a lot higher than
absolutely
those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not coverage that I recommend. I think the minimum that anyone should have is $100, $300. And even that's the minimum.
And what about an umbrella policy? Do you recommend that?
Absolutely. Umbrella policies are so inexpensive. I mean, they literally are $150 to $200 a year for $1 million of coverage.
Well, what I liked is I had a situation down in Florida, and I was driving a family member's car. And because they had the policy, I didn't have to hire my own attorneys or anything. The policy kicked in their own attorneys.
Yeah, absolutely.
To back me. So it's almost like I have my own legal team.
That's exactly what it is. People don't realize that the cost of the umbrella is actually less than 1 hour of a legal service from a lawyer. So for the whole year, you have this benefit of having the insurance company's lawyers if something happens to you.
Right. And there's things that it's not even your fault.
That's right. People come after people unscrupulously all the time.
That's a whole nother topic.
People litigate so much in the U.S. You need to protect yourself.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Amy Richardson. She's with the Insurance Exchange. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowit, and you're listening to the Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Amy, it seems like you're not just doing the homeowners insurance. You're also in the health insurance. That's a big topic. Why would you ever want to get into that? Let me start out with that. What's going on here?
It's definitely a hot topic. You know, open enrollment ends really soon. But the reason that we do it at the Insurance Exchange is we make it an accommodation for our clients.
Now, hold on. Are you doing like the big group benefits or are you dealing with like individuals?
Actually, we do both. I personally do individual health insurance. So I'm able to help people that maybe aren't able to get it through their job, or they don't qualify to be on the exchange for a subsidy.
Do you know how rare that is?
Yeah, it's definitely a needle in a haystack. What we try to do is be a one-stop shop, and I know that sounds like a cliche, but we really want to provide all the insurance needs for our clients. And even if they want to shop, even if they want to have a competitive rate on their homeowner's insurance or something changed with their carrier, we can actually try another carrier and still have all the information and not have them go out and talk to 50 different agents and find one they like or that is, you know, really attentive to them. We're going to be that for them.
Wonderful. Let's get into the HO6, because the HO6 definition is when someone lives in a condominium and the place burns down, the condo fee that you pay will rebuild the building, but it's not going to cover the inside. Now, a lot of lenders and people out there do not have an HO6 policy unless they refinanced at a certain time, I think. I don't know when it went into effect. But it's only been like 3-4 years.
Well, it's super important to have, because even though the condo association will replace the building, the walls out, so to speak, the walls in are super important. I mean, you have your flooring, you have your fixtures, you have your appliances in many cases. Every policy is different. Every carrier is different. All your belongings. I mean, that's could really be a substantial amount, especially if you've been in place for many years. We all acquire stuff. Maybe not newly married people. They can't get electronics, but...
No, we have a lot of electronics.
Okay. But we all acquire new things every year, and that's why you really need to revisit your insurance and have an active relationship with your agent. Meet with them, talk with them every year.
Well, let me ask you a question, because that's a good coverage. But does the HO6 cover the deductible if a building burns down?
Depends. There's what's called loss assessment. And the loss assessment to the association, there may be a fee. You might have a portion. For example, you might have different carriers are different, but some carriers may say, we'll pay up to $5,000 of any loss assessment that you have.
Okay, because the reason why I'm asking is I had a client a while ago, and it was so expensive for the HO6, and we couldn't understand why. And we were able to, they were saying that because if the building burns down, that the HO6 policy would cover the $50,000 or $25,000 deductible that each unit owner would have to pay. And the lender who was out of the state basically kept saying we need to have like at least a $25,000 deductible or something like that. And Maryland has a law of a $5,000 cap for the deductible. So they were able to get on the phone and say, look, this is the law, this is it. And they were able to get such a big difference in a break. That's what I'm trying to understand. So if a building burns down and you're in Maryland, there's a $5,000 deductible that you have to pay. If you're in Virginia or D.C., I don't know what their cap is, but can you imagine having to come up with a $25,000 and you just lost all your stuff?
Yeah, I can't even imagine that. And then obviously you have to wait on the rebuilding. Where will you live in the process?
Is that included in HO6?
It absolutely is. Depending on every carrier has a different offering. It can either be unlimited, meaning if it took 5 years to rebuild the building, or it could have a figure. It could be $10,000. So that's something you really need to look at. If the building burns down, how long will you be sustained?
Okay. Well, what I'd like to offer our listeners is a chance to get in touch with Amy Richardson over at the Insurance Exchange and get your stuff evaluated, because it seems like not all HO6s have the coverage that we think they have.
That's absolutely, and that's as well as homeowners too.
Right. So just if you want that free evaluation, just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. Amy is on our show's expert contributor list, and I endorse her. She's great at what she does, and let's see what she can do and get you the best deal possible. So give me a text or a call, and we'll get you guys in touch with her. So tell me some personal stuff about you.
Well, you know, I'm a native Washingtonian. I've been in this area, this metro area, my whole life. So I'm deeply committed to all the different communities in the area. Back when I was in my 20s, I actually lived in D.C. and was a tour guide on the mall.
What?
Yeah, it was lots of fun. So I know a lot about the area, how things move, what's important, schools, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I'm a native Washingtonian.
Wonderful. Well, you're going to have to give me a tour. Do you still remember it all?
I have to charge you for that time.
Okay. Well, now available for our listeners, you have access to all our local real estate professionals that have appeared on the Todd Laborowicz Show. Each guest segment has been reproduced for you on our website at www.dcrealestateradio.com. That's dcrealestateradio.com. I want to thank our preferred partners, Topaz Mortgage, Clothesline Settlement, Snow Goose Homes, The Insurance Exchange, and KO Creative. I also want to thank our producer, Craig Gillner, with Metro Voice Media. Tune in to the Todd Laborowicz Show next Saturday, February 14th at 1 p.m. right here on Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. You need the inside scoop.